Hey, this is Oliver.
And I'm Aria.
And I'm Niku.
And this is the Blink-182 Online official podcast.
All right.
Okay, the first thing we're going to talk about is what we think of what the next Blink-182 album might sound like.
You know, people are kind of in between saying it's going to sound like Enema of the State and the Untitled album, but I really think it's going to be another Enema album.
Really? You do?
Yes, I do, because, all right, Untitled, the next step beyond Untitled was what Tom wanted for Angels and Airwaves, and Angels and Airwaves is recording an album 2 right now, so right. I'm pretty sure that's going to sound like that, and he's going to want to change it up a bit, and with Blink-182, that's going to be Enema of the State.
I don't think it's going to be exactly like Enema of the State. I mean, I think they're going to incorporate the feelings and the elements of Enema and all that, but they're also going to... They can't write songs about being 16 again when they're over 30. Like, they're going to have to be mature and incorporate it, even if they don't want to. It's just going to happen.
I see what you're saying. What do you think?
I think it's probably going to be, totally different. I mean, I think a lot more mature, I don't know.
I think they're gonna go like buck wild with this. Like, I think they're gonna have fun. I don't think it's gonna be that mature, to be honest with you. I don't think it's gonna be about girlfriends, and things like that. But I can even see a joke song on this album, because Tom is totally serious with Angel and Airways, and I think he's gonna go wild.
I see what you're saying, to an extent, yeah.
On this Blink record, because, I don't know. That's what you can see from interviews and the way Mark looks in every picture that he's super excited to do this, and it's just going to be, like, one happy, hyper album, I think.
Yeah, it could be. I think they're definitely ready to go. I mean, I think, with the plane crash and everything, and them getting back together and realizing how much, they really like each other, I think they're really going to go in there and put, everything that got into it, so it's probably going to be a really good album.
What do you guys... If you could have another Enema, or you could have another Untitled, which one would you rather have in terms of type of music? Because the Enema is straight up pop punk, and the Untitled album is kind of like, I don't know, just mature rock.
Right. Nicky, you got
it. I love Enema, and I would like a mature, a pop punk sound, or like a mature pop punk sound. Would be ideal for me.
Okay.
I think that would be the best way to hit their roots, but also, not ignore the fact that, they've matured as people, and they've been through, Travis is going through a really trying time, and I think that will reflect through the new album, and if I could ideally pick the sound, I'd want, like, a mature pop-punk album.
I think we're on the same page. You want it to sound like Enema with the tone of Untitled in terms of words and what the songs are about?
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. What about you, Oliver?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Even before Nicky said anything, I was thinking, like, get rid of the lyrics of Enema, because that stuff's kind of,
They don't need to make a party song.
Yeah, well, they can make, like, one joke song or whatever, but... have it like the music of Enema, but have like lyrics, like more mature lyrics and stuff like that. I mean, that's what I would like to see.
Do you guys think we're gonna get Anthem Part 3?
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome, I think.
Yeah. If they open the CD with that, it'd be ridiculous.
It would be really cool.
I kind of like some Boxcar Racer stuff in there too a little bit. I mean, I don't know. I like sort of the mood of some of, like, not like all the songs like that, but like maybe like one or two.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I'd like something like that. As long as Tom doesn't bring the Angels and Airwaves element, or all the ooey ooey ahs, or the 40-minute intros.
I don't think Mark would let that happen, because in an interview Mark did a while ago when he was in Pulse 44, he was talking about how some of the Angels and Airwaves songs were Blink-182 demos that he took and changed them, and he didn't like the way he changed them. So I think they're writing the record together. I don't think he's going to let that happen.
Yeah, well, the fact that Angels and Airwaves will still be around, I think that will help Tom express his Bono-ness to that.
Exactly.
He won't bring that to Blink.
That's exactly what I think. I think it'd be better if Angels and Airwaves still existed, so he could do Angels and Airwaves, and Blink-182 with Blink-182.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Plus, with the Angels and Airwaves still being around, Adam and David and Matt won't feel like, fuck, this guy just left us in the dust.
Yes, that's less people to hate. And have you guys, I don't know if all of you noticed, but have you noticed how Angels and Airwaves fans are, like, revolting? I mean, they're saying they'd rather have Angels and Airwaves than Blink-182, and they're, like, screaming about it, like, fuck Blink-182, we want Angels and Airwaves. And
yeah, I saw some of that, and I couldn't believe it.
Neither could I. It shocked me.
It is, yeah. But I mean, I thought most Angels and Airwaves fans were, like, Blink fans first, and then they kind of got into Angels and Airwaves because there was nothing else to really, you know, you had Angels and Airwaves, and they, you know, I don't know, I can't believe it. You know?
Yeah, I totally feel the same way. It's like, Angels, but have you noticed the Plus 44 fans are just jumping on the Blink boat because Plus 44 was, I guess, so much like Blink-182, but not as good, so. But Angels and Airwaves is not like Blink-182 and not as good, so.
Right.
Yeah, I was actually walking down the street, me and Sarah were walking down the street, and this guy had a Plus 44 shirt on, and just blatantly we go, yeah, Blink-182's back, Blink-182's back, and he was just like,
What?
I'm like, wow, yeah. So I got to thinking, maybe he's, like, upset that Plus 44 is gone and then he's back, and I was like, oh, actually, what is this person is?
Makes no sense. No sense at all.
I mean, I liked Plus 44, but I thought it was kind of like
Blink-182
without Tom, you know?
Yeah, and it kind of shows, I've always thought Mark was the better singer, but when I heard Plus 44, it really showed how good of a pop-punk musician that Tom is, because it kind of became clear that he wrote the majority of the music in Blink-182, the catchy riffs, and he can't do that with Angels and Airwaves because he's good at writing bad songs that are catchy.
Yeah, chord progressions.
Exactly.
He's just good at chord progressions.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's my two cents. But
I think in Blink-182, Tom is the best. Like, in anything else, he can't really, like, be his full potential because chord progressions and stuff like that are what he's best at, and Blink-182 is the best, like, form of expressing that.
Exactly.
But what were you about to say, Oliver?
No, I was just going to say, I thought Tom said in an interview that when he got into Angels and Airwaves, didn't he change the way he wrote songs? He was like, yeah, I write the lyrics first, and then I put, like, stuff to it, and I thought, like, well, geez, you should go back to the way you wrote songs before, because it obviously wasn't working, you know?
Exactly, but he thinks it is. I don't know. I don't understand it, but it's whatever. So what else do we have to talk about on this podcast?
Oh, okay. We're moving on?
Moving on.
All right, what would be your ideal set list when Blink-182 tours again? They say they're going to tour the world, so what would be your ideal set list?
Fuck.
Ari, go ahead.
I'm going to have to say, I want to hear What's Mage again. Peggy Sue. I want to hear a lot of the old music, because like on the Mark, Tom, and Travis show, they played I want to hear Pathetic. A lot of songs that they did together. Did they ever do Every Time I Look For You Live? Does anyone know that?
I don't think
maybe
they did.
A couple times.
Cause
they did?
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because that song, would have been, that song should have been the single, not Stay Together for the Kids, but
that's a good song. That's good. They got good drums on that song too. Travis is going to
Yeah, he explodes on that one. But yeah, I like the. I don't want to hear that many songs off the Untitled album. I think I was the only one who was disappointed with that album in general. I thought Down and Always sounded too similar. I don't know why those were both singles.
I kind of agree with you. I thought it wasn't. I mean, it was more mature. I like that aspect, but I thought it kind of, I don't know, it wasn't, like, it didn't capture the feeling. I don't know. There wasn't enough Mark on it. I thought Mark needed to be on that album more.
I totally agree with that, and I think he got fucked over on the vocal side.
Yeah.
But I'll never understand that, ever.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to happen. While they were recording it, I was like, it's like, Mark's my favorite singer, so I guarantee you he's barely going to sing on this album. Like, I have a feeling, I have a gut feeling.
Right.
And I got it. And I remember playing it, I Miss You, and I was like, thank God, like, another Mark song. And then Tom just starts singing the whole song.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of split that one.
Oh, well, yeah. No,
they split that one, though. But.
Not really, though. I mean, Mark sings a little first verse, and then Tom sings the second verse, the chorus, like, six times, and you hear Mark go, I miss you. And I never understood why he couldn't sing the chorus, and then Mark sing the chorus, and why couldn't they switch it off?
I want to
see the recording room when Tom's like, here, I'm gonna sing this whole song, but I want you to sing down eight times in a row, and that'll be your part for this song.
Yeah, you got screwed there.
Wasn't there a thing about, like, they sung the songs that they, like, mostly wrote themselves? Like, Adam's song was mostly sung by Mark, so, because he wrote it, and, you know, like, Aliens Exist was mostly sung by Tom because he wrote that. Like, don't you think they stuck to that kind of?
Yeah, but if that was the case, then basically Tom actually did take over the writing and pretty much wrote the whole album. But there's videos of Mark singing the chorus to Always, like, when they're recording it, like, you hear him singing Always. I don't know if it's harmonies or not, but I don't know. They kind of changed it all up. If you turn your speaker up loud enough, at the very end of Always, you hear Mark sing the word Always. That's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah, at the end. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And that's about, I always, my friend, he loves Tom songs. I love Mark songs, and every time he plays Always, I always turn it up at the very end. I go, oh, this is the best part, and all you hear is Mark go Always. So, always makes him mad. But I'd like to hear less Untitled, more Enema, and Dude Ranch. And I always thought it would be so awesome if they just busted out like Reebok commercial for no reason.
Yes.
How cool would that be? Like, have they not thought? Do you think they've thought about that? Like, what if we just played 21 Days, like, randomly, just to see what people say?
Do you even think they remember how to play those songs?
They sound like the easiest songs to play. I don't think they'd have any problem, like...
you know Blink, they always, like, change their stuff around. So if they were to play those live, they wouldn't, like, stick to how they were. They would, like, add, you know, a little twist to it.
It would be awesome. I think it would be sick. What do you want them to play, Niku?
Well, my ideal set list would, like, be, like, kind of like a melting pot, or, like, a mashup of, like, all the albums. I think I'd want them to open with, like, something slow, going away to college, and then go into something fast, like, Just Terry Gary, and then, you know, go from there, like, Please Take Me Home, mm-hmm. Girl Next Door, Apple Shampoo, Stockholm, Josie, Easy Target, Windy Clear, Diglett's, yeah. My favorite Blink-182 song ever.
It's a good song.
Reckless Abandon, Not Now, and then end it with Damn It. They
need to play Not Now because they never got to play that live. I don't think they did, at least, because it came out after they broke up.
I actually asked Sarah what her ideal songs on a set list were, and the songs that she mentioned were Damn It, Eminem's, Stay Together for the Kids, Adam's song, Feeling This, Another Girl, Another Planet, which I don't think they've ever played that live.
No, they haven't.
All the Small Things, What My Age Again, and the last song she said was A New Hope, which I was like, what?
That's a random one to pick, but that'd be cool. What about you, Oliver?
Well, Niku has, like, actual songs listed. I don't know if I could actually do that. I would probably like to hear a lot of, like, Cheshire Cat. Well, I mean, not a lot, but, like, Cheshire Cat.
Yeah.
Dude Ranch. Like, resurrect some of the songs, like, Does My Breath Smell?
Mountains,
and, like, some Dude Ranch. I don't want to hear too much. I mean, Enema, yeah, like, a couple songs, but not too much from the Enema, the, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket era, because I mean I saw, you know, they have that live album, and I saw them quite a few times play those songs.
Right.
So I kind of like them to, you know, like some of the older stuff, a little bit of Enema, and then focus mostly on probably the new album, which I assume is going to be great. So I like to hear, like, you know, a live new album, and because when I saw them for the Take Off Your Pants and Jacket tour in 2001, Like, they actually focus mostly on the new album and then just kind of, like, play little bits of, like, some of the older songs.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I totally see them playing pretty much all their old singles because it's been 5 years, so they're probably dying to just do the all the small things riff and
yeah.
and go back into that. Like, I don't know. Maybe they'll go crazy and start playing all their old songs that they missed. But
yeah,
I'd like that a lot. I'd love to hear a whole bunch of Cheshire Cat songs.
Yeah, honestly though,
When it comes to touring, I hope that, and I know this is going to happen, but when they did the Dollar Bill tour, they did, like, really small clubs.
Yeah.
And really want them to do that, so it's, like, really intimate. So, I mean, the only problem with that was with scalpers were, there's actually at the 930 Club, there was a guy that had a whole list of people that he sold tickets to because he went on and bought a bunch of tickets for a dollar,
mm-hmm.
and he actually got arrested outside of the club and forced to give all the people their money back.
Wow.
And these kids were like, yeah, I paid like $140 for one ticket, and I was like, holy shit, I paid $1 for my ticket. Like,
what?
And the guy got arrested. But yeah, when it comes to the tour, I want them to do that, even though I know they won't. I don't want them to really do arenas because it won't be as intimate, but...
No,
you know,
I totally agree with you.
I'm just glad they're touring again.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I don't think they'd be able... even if they wanted to, I don't think they'd be able to.
Yeah, because the demand for them is just so high right now.
Yeah,
they might not be able to do the club stuff, which sucks, because I'd like to see them in the club too. But.
You know what? I hope, more than anything, more than any of that, I hope their album beats the new Green Day album coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, easily.
I know, but I don't know, because American Idiot beat Untitled. I don't see how. I thought the Untitled was 10 times better, but overall, like, American Idiot beat the Untitled album, so I'm hoping it doesn't happen again. But I don't know, maybe.
I think the American Idiot, that was just marketing a whole image and, like, a whole, I don't know, I mean, it beat it, but I don't know.
I hear you. But they're trying to do... Have you heard about the new album coming out in Oliver?
Yeah, well, I heard about it, but I didn't really hear what it was going to be.
It's basically the same exact concept. So,
it's
I don't...
What?
It says basically going to be the same exact concept, so I don't see it doing very good.
Oh, God.
But,
it's
like 21st century breakdown. And the album art's a ripoff of Banksy, the graffiti artist. It's pathetic. I don't know.
That's terrible. I thought they were going to try something different.
Yeah, so did I, but I don't know.
I think anything that American Idiot did so well that they should just ride that wave, even though, like, that, like, album was, like, kind of, like, bashing on, like, Bush and stuff, and Bush isn't even in office anymore.
Right,
so
we got,
like,
a good president. I don't see what the point is, so.
Yeah, that's true.
It's whatever. Well, what's next up for talking?
Okay, do you think, this is kind of interesting, do you think Blink will be part of Mod Life?
I don't think so. I don't think, the other members of Angels and Airwaves would be cool with that. Because it centers around Angels and Airwaves right now, but if Blink wanted to join Mod Life, then, they would totally steal the spotlight. From Angels and Airwaves project. That would suck. Like, I don't know. I think Tom knows that, and that's why you don't see Mod Life on the Blink page right now. I think they'd already be on it if they were going to be on it.
But, right.
I don't think I don't think they're going to do Mod Life because, like you said, it's going to take the spotlight off Angels and Airwaves, and that's like an Angels and Airwaves based thing. And Mark and Travis, I don't think, will be cool with it because, you know, it's just like a cash cow kind of thing. It's like you have to pay like a monthly fee to like just get access to the band where you should easily get for free. Like, I know that on that, where they're like, you know, that should just be free to the fans. And there's so many other forms of connecting with the fans that are free that I don't think they'll be like, you know what, Tom, that's yours. Like, that's Angels and Airwaves. You keep it with Angels and Airwaves. Like, they're already going to make enough money coming back that they're not going to need Mod Life. But, like, I just hope that they don't. I mean, they might. There's a slim chance that, you know, Tom convinces them, oh, it's, like, such a great tool, you know.
Right.
It connects you with the fans one-on-one. But, And Blink, I think Blink would possibly set up something like Mod Life, where it'd be free, where, you know, they'd have, like, web chats. So, you know, when they were recording the album, they set up a free webcam for people to watch.
Exactly.
On their website, like.
Yeah, it's true.
I hear you. Yeah. I just, I think Tom could convince Mark at least anything right now. You can tell that Mark's just trying to not kiss ass, but stay on Tom's good side, because I don't know, like, have you, I don't know, it's just he comes off like he needs Blink, like we do, like,
yeah,
in the same sense right now. It's cool, but I don't know. I think if Tom was like, "We're doing Mod Life," they'd be like, "Okay, yes, sir."
I hope not. I hope it's like a, you know, everyone feels like they have a part in it and they feel equal again.
Yeah.
That they can share their opinions without, you know, getting in an argument. And, mm-hmm. You know, I hope that they don't feel like they can't share their opinions because they feel like if they did, they would start an argument. So,
right.
Hopefully that's not how it is. I hope that the chemistry is there again, because you can't force something like this. Like, this has to just happen naturally.
Yeah.
It happened naturally pretty damn fast, though.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
I mean, 5 years is a long time.
I know, but, okay. When did the crash happen? I don't know,
September.
September? Okay. They started talking, and well, I guess it's been a few months. Okay. It just kind of all just came at us all in, like, one just big swoop of, I don't know.
Yeah, well, didn't Mark say that, like, just recently in an interview, that it was going to take, like, a lot to get Blink-182 back together? Like, it was, like, a big if, and then all of a sudden they just kind of came back. It seemed kind of quick in that regard.
Yeah, he said it would have to take something big, and then Tom had an interview, and he said it's not going to happen, and Travis had an interview, and he was like, no, well, we're friends again, but we're not bringing Blink back, and then,
right.
And then all just sort of happened.
Yeah, that's
kind of weird. I have a question. What do you guys think of Blink having two managers now?
Honestly, I don't even understand how Mark and Travis are cool with Rick DeVoe even having any part in Blink.
Neither do I.
If I were them, I'd be like, you know what, Rick, you stick with Angels and Airwaves, and you stay out of Blink-182.
Oh, totally. Totally. And Chris Jorgen, too. Cool with it. Chris Jorgen, too, dude. Because that guy posted on Mark's blog.
No, I thought that was Chris from the Morning Zoo in the recording.
It says in parentheses on that post, Nat Holmes.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so it's him, and I don't see how.
Wait, what did he post?
He posted on Mark's blog saying,
like, while they are at the Grammys.
Yeah, he gave a statement. It wasn't anything big, but it was him posting on it. And I, to be honest, I would think that Mark would have more ill will towards him, because Mark was the one who found him. He was doing something for Phoenix DX. He was working on a movie, a movie theater, and Mark took Chris Jorgen and basically gave him a job. And
right.
What does he do? He just goes and works for Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, like Niku said, they should just stick with Angels and Airwaves and let Blink be helped by someone who actually cares about everyone.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that guy, Chris, he's a piece of shit. Like, I met him, and he's just, like, literally, he's such a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, you told me, didn't he talk about how he was cocky and how he acted like he had all that, all the inside, and, like, he was the man behind the thing. Yeah.
Real cocky, and, like, he was, like, telling all the fans waiting for Tom, he's like, oh, you guys need to, you know, you need to grow up and, like, you know, stop hanging, like, caring about Tom and stuff like that, which is kind of true, but, you know, I mean, he's just, I don't know.
Oh, whatever, you got a show to see him, like, you should be excited, not grow up, whatever. I didn't mean to go off topic, but I had to ask that question, so.
That's alright.
So what's next?
Okay, I guess this is the last thing. Is the worry over Tom necessary? And that's in regards to, but what was that again? I don't remember.
Oh, people are freaking out because Tom seemed nervous at the Grammys. He seemed distant and.
Right.
But, well, what do you think about that, Niku?
I think that Tom might be a little bit nervous. like you posted on the front page about how, you know, the nerves about what Dylan said about coming out to a party and no one being there. But also, what I'm afraid of is that Tom isn't doing it for the primary reason of being back together with his friends and playing music that he loves. I think that he might be doing it just to, you know, make more money that he thought he was going to make in Angels and Airwaves, but it fell short. So he sees it as, we've been apart for 5 years. If we come together now, like the pre-sale for the shirts, mm-hmm. like, you know, thousands of shirts were ordered within 5 minutes. I tried to access that site to buy the shirts, and I couldn't even get on it. It was going so slow.
Wow.
And,
what were they, like $10?
Yeah, they were
yeah, $10 a shirt. And, you know, like, they know that, you know, supply and demand, like, there's been no supply of Blink-182 for the last 5 years. So the demand is very, very high. And they know right. they know that they're going to sell millions of records just because it hasn't been around for so long. They know that if they tour, it'll sell out in minutes. Like, they just know it's going to make a lot of money. And I'm afraid that Tom might be doing it. His whole heart might not be in it, and he might be doing it just because of that. So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I don't know yet, but only time will tell. That I'm hoping that he's doing it because he's happy to be back together with them, and you know he's happy that Travis is still alive, and he's realizing that life is short, and you have to, you know, you can't not spend your life without your two best friends that you've been with for 16 years. You know, like it's
right. just, a little death made life more meaningful, I guess.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm hoping the same thing. But when do you think we're going to know exactly? Do you think it's going to take an interview or a show or an album?
I think it'll just come out with how the album does and how they, you know, if they stay together after this tour, mm-hmm. We'll know that it's working. But if, you know, they break up after everything's said and done, like, you know, 8 months down the road, like, Sarah's predicting they're going to break up after all this, like, tour and this album, because, you know, if the chemistry's not there, you can't force it. It won't work as much as you try.
Right. Wow, that would be terrible. But I think if they break up one more time, it's gonna be over for good. Like,
yeah.
Like,
definitely.
Yeah, if it doesn't work out this time, then I don't see them coming back in 5 years. I don't see them coming back in 10 years. It's over.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, what did you guys think of the lack of enthusiasm in the crowd at the Grammys?
Oh, yeah, I was actually kind of shocked by that, because I was sitting there watching it, and, like, I'm, like, screaming, I'm like, yeah, if you guys remember, like, everybody at the Grammys is like, who cares, you know?
Yeah, I kind of sucked, in my opinion, I don't know.
Yeah, I was jumping around my house, but the reaction that the Grammys gave them kind of turned Tom off a bit. No one really, like, cheered or anything, and it was like, what the hell? But there's actually a good statistic that the viewing for the Grammys was up 10% this year.
Yeah, I think the kids at home, it was more of a, not crowd cheering, but on
fans.
Fans watching the TV. I watched the whole thing just to see if Green Day would get a louder pop than they did. And I'm pretty sure it's just pretty similar.
Uh-huh.
Pretty straight up tied. I hate Green Day.
Trey Cool. I mean, I like old Green Day, but like Trey Cool was such an asshole.
Oh my god.
And I can't believe that he talked shit about them on tour with them when they were on Pop Massacre. Like, are you serious?
Yeah. Are there any videos showing that or any?
I think there might be a couple of YouTube videos, but, like, in the Riding in Bands with Boys video or DVD, Trey Cool, like, just opted out of being in it at all just because he was, like, fuck this shit.
What?
Yeah, that's why you don't see him in it at all. Like, the other Green Day members are in it, but he wasn't.
I don't understand. You would think that Blink-182 and Green Day would just be this team of, I don't know, like, tour buddies, like, conquer the world, but... I mean,
Blink-182 recognizes that they wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Green Day. Like, they started because of Green Day. Like, you know, they were all into them and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, and I don't think that, you know... I think Trey felt like Blink-182 was kind of trying to upstage them
Right.
And they got a better reaction to the Pop's asteroid than Green Day, and I think that kind of pissed them off. But he needs to, like, take himself so goddamn seriously.
Yeah, true. And he's such a joke in general. You would think it would just be, like whatever about it. He's such a, like, a goofy person, awkward person. I don't know. It's just, I don't know why he takes this so serious. But, yeah. Oh, well, this was fun. A nice 30-minute podcast for people to listen to.
Yeah, it turned out good.
We'll be doing this.
Before we go, though.
What's up?
I wanted to ask Oliver a question.
Oh, I know what this is going to be.
Hey, Oliver, are you considering coming back to the boards at all?
I'm considering it. I mean, the truth is, I really, really miss it there. You know, like, I'm on Punk Disasters now, and it's really funny. It's really bad, and, you know, I really miss, you know, the boards, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll come back. You know?
We're going to have these podcasts every Wednesday, people listening at home in your underwear. So listen to them and enjoy them and beat off on them. All right. See you later. All right.
See you later, guys.